Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm back from vacation. Good to be back. I was away for a couple of weeks. Myself and my whole family, we went up to Cape Cod and spent a couple weeks there. My older daughter, Elizabeth, and her husband, Danny, and my younger daughter, Rebecca, my wife, Mary, and I, and our two grand dogs, the Golden Retriever, Cadence, and the Corgi, Watson. We all went up to the house up at the Cape. And it was just great being together. We do this a couple times a year. We get there for Thanksgiving and the week after Christmas and other times. And it's just a wonderful time to be together. Love Cape Cod. We do some fun things there. One of the things we did this past trip was doing more kayaking than we have in the past. It was just great to be out kayaking. And there's lots of opportunities to do that. One of the things we weren't able to do as much is to spend some time in Provincetown. You probably have read the papers and the news and the media about Provincetown. There was an outbreak of the Delta virus that came out. And so Provincetown is this place, it's a town we just love to spend time in. We go whale watching from there. Some of the greatest restaurants on Cape Cod are there. I speak highly of the Lobster Pot, and the Muse is another on Commercial Street if you're ever at the Cape. So we had a great time being together, and I'm always reminded by my daughters that just being together is why we go, because we get up each day and I'm kind of like, so what are we doing today? And my two daughters will say to me, I think we're doing it, just sort of being, just don't have to plan everything. So one day though, we were going out in the afternoon, and we had some food in the refrigerator, some cold cuts, and a big hit is Fluffernutter and peanut butter. That's another big Cape Cod thing. Maybe not the most nourishing thing in the world, but they've done that since they were like little kids. We've been going to Cape Cod for over 28 years, and now having the house, it's even more of a place we feel at home in. We're making some cold cut sandwiches. Ham and cheese was the popular choice. When I make ham and cheese, I like to put ham and cheese on some bread and then put mayonnaise on it. Sometimes I may put mustard on it. Want a little more spicy? Mustard or mayonnaise. Kind of what I do when I have a ham and cheese sandwich. So my daughter Elizabeth was at the counter, this big counter in the kitchen, which is great to gather around. It's a great gathering spot in the house. And she was over across the counter making a sandwich too. And she put ham and cheese on her bread. And I saw that she had mayonnaise on it. Then she reached for the mustard and was squeezing mustard on it. And I said, oh, so you put mayonnaise and mustard on the ham and cheese. And she turned to me and she says, yeah, that's what Grandma used to do. That's what Grandma used to do, remember? And I said, yeah. Hand me the mustard. I remember when we used to go up to my parents, who've since passed away, but we'd visit back home, oftentimes at Thanksgiving and a couple other times of the year. Whenever my mother made sandwiches, she always put mayonnaise and mustard on. She left other options too. And then she'd always pack up some sandwiches for us when we were leaving to drive back to North Carolina years ago. And it had the mayonnaise and mustard. So I squeezed some mustard on my sandwich. Took the sandwich along with a can of, I like sparkling water. I like the bubbly brand, and I love their blueberry pomegranate. That's my favorite flavor. So I took a can of that and this ham and cheese with mustard and mayonnaise, and we went out on our deck in the backyard area. I sat down, I took a bite of this sandwich, and the taste just brought back the memories. The flavor brought back the memories. You ever had that happen? I'm sure there's lots of, besides mayonnaise and mustard on a ham and cheese sandwich, there's lots of examples of that possibly in your life, in your family, but the flavor and the taste brought me back to Thornwood, back home, to my parents. It was just an amazing experience. So ever since I've been home the last week or so, I've been, if I have a ham and cheese sandwich, I'm using mayonnaise and mustard, because it somehow that taste brings me to a place, brings me to a memory. I bring this up today because our gospel reading is about food. This gospel reading follows last week's gospel reading, which was the story of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. a story we may be familiar with, but it was if you were here last week, it was the gospel reading. So there was the feeding of the thousands of people, and this gospel reading, this section is from John's gospel after that scene. This is what John writes after that. And what it's saying is, you know, Jesus leaves that area, says he goes to the other side of the sea, and the people don't know where he is, so they find him. They follow him to this place. And sort of, when did you get here? You know, what? They're just intrigued by this. We didn't know you were going to be here. And they're intrigued by what happened yesterday. And they want to know more about Jesus. And he says to them, if you listen to what he says. He says to them, you're just here for more bread. I fed you yesterday, and you want more today. He's really challenging them. And what he's trying to do is bring this to a much deeper level. Much deeper level. And there's no, in words that from the reading, they want to come to know who this Jesus is. And what are the signs you can give us of who you are? And Jesus says, you're called to follow me and perform the works of God, the acts of God. What's the sign of that? And then we remember a sign from our ancestors. Our ancestors told us about a sign back in the day where we were fed manna in the desert as they were wandering through the desert. We were fed manna in the desert. And Jesus, look at the words. He gently says to them, my Father gave you that food. That manna came from my Father in heaven. It wasn't just your ancestors, but it came from God. It nourished you. This nourishment, this feeding, this sustenance. Not just food that we eat, but on a deeper level, this nourishment is from God, my Father. And he says to them, and I am the bread of life. That bread you ate yesterday fed you and filled your stomach. But I'm calling you to a deeper bread of life, a deeper understanding and coming together and following Jesus. I am that. The word doesn't appear in this gospel, but it's that sense of follow me, you know, be in relationship with me. It's such a shift in culture. You know, in ancient cultures, gods were considered to be somewhat fearful. You were fearful of God. You had to satisfy the gods. You'd sacrifice animals. You'd sacrifice food on the altar. You might want to say that you had to feed the god to make sure the god was okay with you. Do you hear what Jesus is so reversing that? Jesus is saying, I'm here to feed you. I'm here to nourish you. I'm here to be in this loving relationship with you. I am that bread of life. Remember that. It's what Jesus says. We say it at the Eucharistic prayer at that Last Supper. All the gospel writers portray this. Jesus takes the bread and the wine, and what does he say? You know, this is my body, and in these words, this is my blood. Remember me. Whenever you do this, remember me. There's something about food and remembering. And we're called to remember. And one of the things I think that's been very difficult during this pandemic, and I've heard it from so many folks from St. Paul's, is the longing to receive the Eucharist, the longing to come to communion, missing that bread, missing that cup. And those of us gathered here today in the church are able to receive the bread, the body of Christ, not yet from the cup. And those who are joining us at home virtually are not able to do that, to join us in that literal of taking the bread. But you know what? Whether I eat that ham and cheese sandwich with mayonnaise and mustard, I still remember my mother and my father. My mother made the sandwiches, but I remember. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I miss a whole... on a much deeper level, the Eucharist, while we may not be able to receive the memory of who God is, the memory of who Jesus is, the memory of this walk we make together, the memory of being a community here at St. Paul's as we journey together, whether we gather here or gather at home, whether we gather through our ministries that are continuing to happen during the pandemic, we are the body of Christ. And that body of Christ walks among us and in our midst. And we continue to be fed and nourished on the way. So as we gather together today, this chapter 6 from John's Gospel will be a gospel we hear quite often over the time, and it's called the Bread of Life chapter. You'll hear this Bread of Life phrase used quite a bit in chapter 6. And today is just a section that calls us and reminds us of how Jesus is calling those into relationship, into the journey, into walking, and we look to Jesus to see who we are. As St. Augustine once said, we become what we eat. And we are nourished in the body of Christ. And that body of Christ calls us to the wonder of the life that Jesus lived. And we are those followers. And whether we're able to gather at Eucharist, which I know we all long to do through the sacramental presence, this presence of Jesus among us, whether we're able to gather here or gathered at home, we are the body of Christ, and Jesus walks among us and calls us to wonder.